Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We've got an amazing show for you today. You know, I'm going to teach you how you can piss off a liberal because it's real easy. The Democrats are taking a stance because you actually have Rahm Emanuel coming out saying that Ted Kennedy wouldn't even support giving illegals health care for free, but we need to worry about the 30 million Americans that are one single illness away from financial ruin. But then on a Democrat debate tonight, flip-flop on that. I'll get into that. Wow. Baltimore got $1.8 billion to fix the whole area under Obamacare. Huh, I wish. Under the stimulus bills. Yeah, and it's, I'll get into that and all the fun stuff with that. Ted Cruz, oh, gotta love the man. He's at the LAX airport and all these leftists are chanting like free the kids, you know, let the kids out, let the kids out, let the kids out. You know, I'm going to get into that. To every 9/11 responder, thank you so much. We finally got a bill passed that's going to help all you 9/11 responders. Thank you, Trump, for doing that. Indiana is saying there's massive, massive influx of pot. You know, cannabis, because guess what? It's legal pretty much everywhere but here. You know, you can get it in Michigan medically, you can get it in Illinois medically, you can get it in Kentucky medically, you know, Ohio medically, all this stuff. But I'm going to get into that and so much more. So I want to thank you so much. And also some updated Manchester United transfer news. I'm going to get into that. But first, I want to get into this because I've gotten a lot of people write me or comment to me that they think that my cell phone's in my back pocket, and as I'm driving down the busy street, I'm pulling it out, I'm driving, I'm trying to figure out how to unlock the thing, I'm trying to figure out how to set it up while I'm driving, I know, and they're flipping out, oh my god, he's gonna wreck, he's gonna kill people. That's for the drama, that's for the effect of it. You know, and what's going on is I have my phone so it doesn't shut off to where the, like, you know, you have a thing where 30-second delay, a minute delay. I have it to where it doesn't shut off. I have it set up to where it's by my tachometer, like right where my tachometer is. So if it looks like I'm looking at my phone, I'm actually looking to see what the speed is. All I have to do when I'm at, like, a red light is hit start. It records when I'm getting to a spot where, okay, I'm going to stop, I hit the button. If you ever hear your favorite man Diesel song and you sing along in the car, that's basically what I'm doing, but I'm talking about real issues. I'm looking everywhere. If it looks like I'm looking at my phone, I'm actually looking at the speedometer. I didn't notice the phone. Excuse me. But, you know, some people are like, well, you shouldn't be doing that, da-da-da-da-da. So I just wanted to bring that to the attention of people. But you want to know how to piss off a liberal, because I talked about that on my video today. If you didn't see it, check it out. All you have to do is support something that Obama supported 2 years ago, a week ago, a day ago, because I guarantee you Trump will say the same thing and he'll get mad as hell. He'll flip out.
Have you noticed? I haven't heard anything from Michelle or Barack 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Have you?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Well,
and it's kind of Rush. Someone asked on Rush's show, asking, why hasn't Obama came out and endorsed anybody? He thinks that at the last minute, just to save Obama's money and all this stuff, at the last minute, Michelle's going to come and jump in.
I can see that. But this is one of the biggest, and that's what the Democrats want. They want someone that, they want an Oprah Winfrey style candidate that no matter what she does, no matter what she says, they're just going to vote for her because it's who she is.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, Michelle Obama will get tons of people voting because she's Michelle Obama and that's who she is. Don't matter. They don't care. You know, she could say that she's going to take every white person and euthanize them, and every white person's going to be hung, and they'd be like, yay, and people will be outvoting. Just put it like this. Rahm Emanuel came out and said that, you know, our party is promising health care to these free illegals, but, you know, we got 30 million Americans that are one illness away from financial ruin. One financial thing away. And guess what? We need to worry about our American citizens before all these illegals, like California, spending, free health care for these illegals. Basically, all you have to do is go to California, act like you have no ID, no nothing, and you can probably get health care. Don't forget to like and share. Please like and share. I did put my PayPal profile down there. If you want to donate $1, $2, $10, whatever, if you want to pray, you know, help keep this conversation going. You know, I do this 100% out of my pocket. This is not cheap to do all this. So I do it because of the love of my country. That's why these flags right here are above Trump or whoever, because they will always be above any man. You know, so, but like and share, and if you want to comment, you can. I can't, it's not till I'm done that I have like 50 views, 10, whatever, I don't know, so I can't tell who's watching. So if you want to let me know you're watching, comment, like. Unless you don't got the 2 seconds, or you don't have, I don't know. But anyways, Rahm Emanuel is actually coming out that the Democrats are spending and putting all their efforts into these illegals rather than the American people, and that's why Trump's so ahead. But on the Democrat debate tonight, one of the guys was coming out talking about how the Democrats care about your health care, the Republicans don't care about your health care. Republicans, they don't want you to have health care. Hey, the Democrats care about health care for the American people. Well, which is it? Do the Democrats care about health care for the American people? Or is Rahm Emanuel saying, hey, our party doesn't care about the Americans. They're helping illegals. That's why people are not supporting us. Hello? I think Rahm Emanuel's right. But who's watching these fucking debates? They're hoping that the people watching these things are the people that they depend on, that don't fact check, don't do nothing. That's what they're dependent on. The NRA has loopholes to allow people to get guns. Huh. Wow, the federal government has loopholes to get criminals drugs. It's called the black market. It is. But that's what's going on here, folks. People don't care. These Democrats don't care about you. They just want your damn vote. If they really cared that much, that health care plan would have been so great that they would have been on it. Yeah. The Democrats' health care plan is so great. They care about you so much that, okay, what you're going to do here is, so this is an exemption right here. What you're going to do is, you're going to take this form, and when you take this number and you give it and you put it in this number on line 16B of your W-5 form that you fill out for your state, it's going to exempt you from having to pay fines for your wonderful health care, because, you know, this health care is so great that we're forcing people to be on it, but we want to make sure that you don't have to use it because it's so great that you shouldn't. We're making here. This is to ensure that you don't have to use it, not get fined for not using it. Yeah, it's so great that she's handing out exemptions. Yeah, no, it's so great that Obamacare himself isn't on it. And then when Republicans take office for Trump, you know, they act like they're more, they act like they're retards. They don't, no one, none of them care. They're just praying that they're not that one person that's the exact, hey, we're cleaning, hey, we're going to make an, everyone does what this congressman does, but we're going to make an example of him to act like we're cleaning house. That's all it is. That's, it's, you know, that's what's going on in this world. No one wants to talk about it. Obamacare, oh, the Democrats care about the health care for all. Now, whatever. They're just hoping that the people that are watching that debate don't know anything, don't do their homework. Well, well, the auto industry was plummeting before Obama decided to take billions of your tax dollars and give it to these auto industries when you had executives flying in private little jets. And, you know, it's not like they're sitting there like in a car that's falling apart, you know, driving up there and they're not making it. Hey, I haven't gotten paid in 3 years because I'm trying to take what should be going into my pocket to keep this thing going. No, they're driving up in $100 million private little jets for hearings. We need money to bail out the auto industry because, you know, that $100 million toilet made of solid gold, you know, I put in, yeah. But, no, isn't Trump bringing jobs back to Detroit? How many times did the Obama campaign in Detroit? How many times was that? Oh, wait, let me know. Comment below how many times Obama came to Detroit. $1.9 billion, basically. $1.8 billion, what's the difference, you know? $1.9, $1.8 billion going to Baltimore, the city that Bernie Sanders called a third world nation. Yeah, no one called him out on that. That white racist Bernie Sanders, no one called him out. But when Trump says something, I would love to see Trump take like Ocasio-Cortez or like Omar's tweets and just retweet them. Not like take and type and write exactly the same thing she does. Like copy and paste, just the words, not like the name or anything. And see what happens. I was hoping Barack Obama would be a cheerleader for this nation. We, as 99% of all Trump supporters, are not racist. We don't hate color people, I mean people of color. Because that's, you should be outraged that the Democrat Party has gone from a point where now it was, where I remember reading in history books and they had bathrooms that said like color and white only and color. And it was wrong to say colored people. Now they're getting you to make it acceptable for you to say people of color. The Peachy Pink Nation that watches this show, we're all shades of red, white, and blue. We're all human beings. Anyone want to come on the show and let me cut them? I guarantee you, you're going to be bleeding red just like me. And if you don't, you'll probably get millions of dollars if you cut yourself and you're bleeding green. You might be. We're all child to the one true king. We need to start acting like it. Well, the Democrats don't care about you. Remember, the right wing and the left wing come off the same bird. These people, like when Ted Cruz, if you haven't seen the video where he's at the LAX airport and they're like, free the kids, free the kids, you know, and they're chanting all this stuff about freeing the kids and freeing the kids. Where were those people when those kids were in the cages under Barack Obama? Where were they when those kids were there and Glenn Beck was handing out soccer balls to the boys and dolls to the girls and doing not the conservative thing, not the Republican thing or the Democrat thing, but the right thing. I backed him 1,000,000% because he was doing what was right. Should these kids have come over here illegally? No. Should they have been brought over here via mules or whatever? Because a lot of these kids, they find out that the people bringing them here are not their parents. They're mules. Were they? What was the outrage? There is no outrage because they don't care about these kids. It's all about party politics. How can we make Trump look bad no matter what he does? No matter how great this country is made by Trump, we have to bash him no matter what he says. I have to bash him even if I supported it 2 years ago under Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or Nancy Pelosi. I have to flip my because I can't support this man. That's what is infuriating. What are they going to do if we come together and say, well, wait a minute here, you know, I'm not going to get shot 10 times by this person or 9 times. I have another choice. You don't have to take a Republican or a Democrat. And that's why people like, hey, guess what? Democrats have screwed me. Republicans have screwed me. Here's a guy that's basically an independent that's running because he knows if he runs as an independent and doesn't run as a Republican, he's just going to take away votes from the Republican candidate and the Democrat's going to win. He's smart enough to know that. And that's what happened. He was smart enough to realize if I run as an independent, Hillary Clinton's going to win guaranteed. But like I've been talking about my several videos, these kids don't know nothing's free. I was at Whole Foods because we don't have it. We have Fresh Thyme, which I love, because they have like a salad bar. And if you just want to make like spinach artichoke dip in one, because my wife doesn't like spinach and stuff, I can go to the salad bar and get this little to-go salad container and put spinach in there and get some stuff and get enough to make one portion for me. So I don't waste it. Or if I want to make my Chicago deep dish pizza with spinach, I can get just enough, and like $2, I can get little mozzarella balls. And it's, you know, but there are ginger candies that used to be $7. Now they're $14 a pound. Ginkgo berries used to be they're like 20 some bucks a pound. They used to be like 16. It's inflation is crazy. But don't worry, you know, I'm not going to pay my employees $15 an hour, but by God, we're going to have $15 an hour minimum wage. I guarantee you that. I'm going to make sure that if I'm president, you're going to get $15 an hour. I'd just love to meet Bernie Sanders and say, yeah, I'm a supporter, but, you know, I want like $30 an hour minimum wage. Why 15? I want to cash in. I want to see $24 Big Macs. Just a joke. I mean, seriously. These kids think everything should be free. Oh, who do you think is going to pay for that salary for that professor if college is free? Where do you think the money is going to come for all the research that they do and all the studies they do? Where's all that money going to come? How many of these people that want free college and free everything are working their butt off? I'm kind of a little, not mad, but I had Saturday off and one of my friends was working at a Habitat home. I'd have been there in a heartbeat helping out. Those things are cool. One of my friends had a house and I was helping him out. He built one. It was his and I was helping him out like 3 days. Pascal and Sarah. They're from Togo, Africa. It was a great time. And it's giving back. I mean, I'm not mad that, you know, if I would have known, I would have helped out for 2 or 3 hours. It's giving back. here's the thing. Why don't we have like college, like a Habitat House? Okay, yeah, it's free to go to college, but you're gonna pay back that free. It's not really free. You're gonna pay that money back. You're gonna do something. This is how you're gonna give back that thing. Okay, if you go and get an associate's degree at this college, it's not technically free, but you're gonna sit there and you're gonna take money. You're gonna give back in some way. You're gonna take your knowledge and maybe pay it forward and give it to school and do stuff. You know, and you're gonna pay somehow. You know, okay, something. Because these kids just think everything just like money grows on trees. And don't worry, we shouldn't have to pay for anything. Like I said in one of my videos, and I've said this many times, when my sister went to the bank and this guy's like, thank God Obamacare passed, free healthcare. Oh, yes, free. And my sister's like, what do you mean free? Who do you think's paying for all this? Where do you think the money's coming from to pay these doctors and all this stuff? Oh, I never thought of it like that. I mean, I'm a huge South Park nut. I've seen every single episode, even the one that they only aired that night because it made fun of somebody. But when you look, Mr. Garrison always said, there's no such thing as stupid questions, just stupid people. And I'm always that person that, like, I'll sit there like, I never thought, like, there are things that, like, when someone says something, I would have never thought to ask that. Okay, I'm at a job, and I got lots of PTO, and I got lots of sick time. If I was to leave, what's my compensation? If I was to go to another company, am I going to be able to cash that out and get money for that? What's going to happen with this? You know, I ask questions like that, and there are people like, I would have never thought to ask stuff like this. I'm like, and there's probably questions you have that I never thought of, but there's a lot of basic questions that I think about. And the people in this world don't think about stuff like that. I mean, but when you have $1.8 billion given to Baltimore and it's falling apart, when Obama left office, this is several years after the stimulus package that gave $26.5 million to reduce crime and for crime prevention. And, oh my, let me bring this up. Yo crap. Yeah, this is how bad it is. $26 million went to Wealthy Neighborhoods, Inc., a neighborhood stabilization program. That's right. $26.5 went to law enforcement and like $206 million to the environment, $24 million to family, and $16 million to infrastructure, and $15.2 million to transportation, and $11.9 million to housing, and $3 million to job training. And after this, it basically came in. Guess what? When Barack Obama left office, after all this had kind of settled in, 7% unemployment. Since Trump has come in and started to try to do stuff, it's at 5.1% unemployment. It's a third world country. It's a bleep hole right now. You want to call a spade a spade? Call the spade. Don't. He's racist because he's calling Baltimore. Well, Bernie Sanders called it that. What's wrong with that? If the look at those black people that are sick and tired of their communities being third world countries, and they're like, Democrats haven't helped us. There's no white Tea Party Republicans within 60 miles. They haven't done anything. How can you blame them? How can you blame them? You can't. But moving forward, it doesn't matter what comes out of Trump's mouth. We got to call a spade a spade. You know, bring the Chinese people over there. They eat rats. Cha-ching. Problem solved. For the rats, anyways. That's not racist. I've seen all kinds of videos where they sit there and they take these mice or whatever and they take them up like this, and rats, and they sit there and like that, and they grab them by the tail and swing them until they knock them out, and then they cut their heads, you know, on video. Real. From Asia. I've seen things in Chicago O'Hare Airport where people were trying to smuggle in rat meat as like ground beef and stuff. That's reality, folks. So, I guess I'm a racist for calling Detroit what it is. Do I want Detroit that way? I don't want Detroit to be like a third world nation. I don't want Chicago to be like a third world nation. I don't want Baltimore. I don't want LA to be like that. But if it is, it is. If it's not, it's not. Call a spade a spade. How hard is that? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with looking down and saying, okay, I'm a boy. I don't know what I am. I don't know. But it's lower. And of course, the Democrats are going to come out and say, you know what? That $1.8 billion stimulus bill, it's finally starting to work. Yeah, after Trump took office. You know, because that stimulus was working under Obama. It's not like the stimulus just all of a sudden started to work. Got about 32 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in on Blog Talk Radio and wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much to the Peachy Pink Nation. Thank you for tuning in. You know, they don't have any. They don't. All they can do is just, you know, I swear they have a liberal app that tells them what to chant, what to say, because these kids, you know, when the kids were locked up under Barack Obama, there was no outrage. Now there's an outrage. You know, this is America. Get off our street. This is our street. You know, even John Stewart, who is very, very liberal, is coming out saying Trump's at least, he's doing more. I hate to say it, but he's doing stuff, you know, because the Republicans are seen as the people that all they care about is themselves, you know. Oh, the pharmaceutical industry is getting all these cuts and all this cuts and all these tax breaks and all this stuff. And the Democrats are the one that are seen as doing stuff. And now when you see John Stewart saying, well, look at Donald Trump is doing stuff. That September 11th Victims Compensation Bill fund that he passed and signed. People are seeing him. Well, everyone talked about Israel and moving the U.S. Embassy. Everyone talked about it. Trump did it. A lot of people, why is it September 11th? Why am I working with people who only know about September 11th through a history book? Why is it that far past September 11th, 2001, that this compensation bill finally got passed? What those 9/11 victims need to do is go to LA and act like they're illegal, and they'll get treated. What needs to happen, because, you know, illegals get free health care. I mean, there is like, I forget how many. I don't want to misquote. What was it, like 20? Yeah, 20 Democrats who spread soccer equality law rhetoric. There are 20 Democrats, women, who came out saying that the U.S. women soccer players, they're playing football. but these soccer players, the women are not getting paid as much as the men. And the U.S. Soccer Federation published a letter detailing that the women are getting paid more than the men to play. Ocasio Cortez, at this point, we shouldn't even be asking for equal pay for the U.S. women's national team. We should demand they be paid at least twice as much. And the U.S. fans are chanting equal pay, equal pay, equal pay. The women are getting paid more than the men. The U.S. women's game have realized a net loss of $27.5 million over the last decade. Despite the massive loss, Corrado added that the women players have been paid a collective $34.1 million, while the men were only paid $26.4 million since 2010. The women are making way more than the men, but all these liberal women are coming out. All these Democrats, men and women, are coming out saying that the women need to be paying more. Why aren't the women being paid as much as the men? Just like when they had that talk about the student loans and Maxine Waters. Oops. Oh. Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, yeah. She was asking questions about people and didn't know that they don't do the loans anymore. What a concept. Know what you're talking about before you talk about it. You know that. Guess what? No, if you're going to say that the women soccer are not getting paid the same, make sure you know that. Make sure you know that the women are being paid more or not being paid more. Well, the Democrats want to make sure that when they tell you stuff, they hope you don't do the research. Yeah, the Democrats hope you don't do the research and find out that, that the women, wait a minute. Just like with the gun laws. And, well, the NRA supports all these loopholes. There's always going to be a loophole with anything that's called the black market. Well, they hope that when they talk about stuff that isn't true about the NRA, you're just going to believe the Democrats and not do your research. Just like this. They're hoping that, well, they didn't do their research because they just said that the women weren't being paid enough because they just assumed. Just like Hillary Clinton talking about equality in pay, but then the women were making less than the men, you know. One of those deals, you know what I mean, Burn? That's how it goes. This time, instead of, they make up stuff all the time, and this just proves my point. I'm going to get into this because this is just funny. I love it. Because Indiana police say that, that pot, grass, weed, smack, boom, pow, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's coming into this state way more. Wow, it is? Gee, it's medically legal in Michigan. It's medically legal in Illinois. It's medically legal in Ohio, Kentucky. They have now made it as of the first of the year, it'll be legal in Illinois recreationally. It'll be legal for recreation in Michigan when they get everything set up. It's legal everywhere but in the prohibition state of Indiana, where at one point they actually tried to make the laws stricter, punishment stricter for dealing with it, and it never went anywhere. There's a lady who's tried to get a medical marijuana bill passed in the state forever, and it won't go anywhere because it is the most deadliest, dangerous drug out there. I tell you what, you know, you smoke a joint, it's equivalent to like a million unfiltered cigarettes. Unless I just, I knew a guy that smoked one and died instantly. It's so deadly, it's so damn, you know, it should be a Schedule Zero drug, you know, that it should be. Yeah, people are looking, every state is looking at Colorado and saying, where's the problem? Hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue every year, where's the problem? That line of people you see when they first legalize it in the state, and there's a 3-hour, 4-hour, 5-hour, 9-hour wait to get the weed at a shop. All those people, it's not like, man, I'm going to try weed for the first time, man, because it's legal. They're like, sweet, man, I can finally buy it without having to worry about getting busted. Well, and I'm actually going to know what I'm getting. Sweet. They all smoked before. They've been smoking for 25 years. They can finally actually do it legally. But, you know, they're not like all of a sudden, like, it's not like, look at all these people. See, now that you legalize it, look at all these people. See, they're going to have their brains fried. See what you did? You legalized it. Now all these people, no, all those people were smoking it for 20, 30, 40 years in some cases. You're just now seeing it because it's now legal. It's not like they're like on the news going, yo, what's up, man? You got a dime bag? All right, hook me up. Yeah, man, right on. Thanks, man. Nah, it was all undercover because it's illegal. That's what's happened. Because I've had people like, can you believe it? Nothing legalizing. All these people are going to start using it. Yeah, start using it legally. Not having to worry about, okay, guess what? This child molester is going to get 1 year in prison. If that, he'll probably get off, even though he's molested 15 kids. But guess what? I got two joints. I'm going to be in prison for 70 years. It's just one of those things, folks. Oh, and don't forget, folks, if you want to comment, you can comment. I can't see who's watching, so if you want to like, if you ain't got, you know, like, say hi, whatever you want to do, please share the video. Please share. Get some shares going on. Thank you so much. I pay for this 100% out of my pocketbook. You know, my wife gives me the freedom. I want to take a second and thank my wife. Because without my wife, I wouldn't be able to do this program. She allows me to take 2 hours or 3 hours to write the thing, another hour and a half before to finish it. Because when I write the show, basically I'm setting up the Blog Talk page. So that if you click on the link that I always post, it'll take you to this one I'm going to talk about. And I do my research, and then I research it throughout the day and fact check and stuff. And then I write what I'm going to say and kind of put like a timeline together and an outline. And without my wife accepting me enough to allow me to continue to do this, I couldn't be here. And it's my wife who actually helps produce the show and helps and got these flags. And, you know, it says like I was going to do a story on how in France, they found out that women's upper area doesn't sag as much. They did like a 20-year-plus study where if you don't wear a bra, they don't sag as much. And I wanted to talk about that. And my wife said, that's probably not a good thing to talk about. And I didn't because I trust her, you know. And I pay for this 100%. So I do have a PayPal link. So if you want to help donate and make this thing grow and do, and Right before I'm getting ready to go on the air, one of my great friends, Patty, she's like, sent me this link. I'm like, who is it? Big Daddy Weave is coming. Big Daddy Weave. He's amazing. Long Center is a nice little small venue. But as I get back to this thing where every state around us has some form of medical marijuana or legal cannabis, and it's coming here. Well, of course it's going to come here. Legalize it, regulate it, and tax it, and get it out of the hands of the criminals. Put the money towards real crimes. You know, when there's people that post these videos of, well, this white child molester, he's on probation, and this black guy with 2 ounces of weed is in jail for 50 years. Well, that's not because of the color of his skin. I know so many people. There's a guy that was arrested for buying marijuana because he had stage 4 lung cancer, and he couldn't use medical marijuana as a defense in his court case. They would not allow it. And I'm like, well, Irvin Rosenfeld, since 1982, has been getting it paid for by your tax dollars. If you're against medical cannabis, look it up. Because in 1975, when Robert Randall was arrested for growing plants in D.C. to help with his glaucoma, and he was arrested, and he found out that they were doing studies that proved it helped glaucoma, he sued and won the right to use it. And he was getting it from 76 on, free with your tax dollars. I forget how, I've heard anywhere from like 5 people to 13 people on the program, they got it shut down. Because it's easier for them to not, when you're giving it medically to people, but you're telling me there's no medical value. They can't, it's like the Democrats. Well, which is it, Democrats? Are you helping Americans with health care, or are you giving it to the illegals? Because you have 2 different Democrats within one day saying 2 different things. In a debate, one of the guys is like, well, you know, the Democrats care more about the Americans and their health care than the Republicans. And the day before, Rahm Emanuel was calling out Democrats for helping illegals and giving them free health care while 30 million Americans are one illness away from financial ruin. That's, we're not even like 4 years, it's not like it's a 2 year or 1 year or, you know, well, we supported this as Democrats, but then when we realized that's not a good thing and we changed our mind, no, we're talking a day where one Democrat's like, hey, we're losing because Trump cares about America and you care about these border jumpers. And then you have another Democrat a day later saying, you know what? You know, as Democrats, we care about the American citizens. That's when we want these people to cross the border illegally and give them all the free stuff and not give it to the Americans. See, the American people are waking up to the fact that Trump has an agenda. He has something he wants to do. He wants to help America, help us. And all the liberals do is backfight with each other. And also, mangle Spanish. Yeah, there's a bunch of Democrats trying to pretend like they speak Spanish. If you can find the clip of that where they're trying to like speak Spanish. If anyone speaks French out there, when you say like, hello, my name is Pierre, you say bonjour, je m'appelle Pierre. And they have, like, what would you do? How would it sound if you spoke it like an English person, someone that speaks English? Bonjour, je m'appelle Pierre. Because you're pronouncing all the letters in the English-sounding, not the French-sounding alphabet. And it's hilarious because, I mean, they are murdering the Spanish language. They're trying to pretend like they're hip and cool with the Spanish. They probably got someone in their ear, you know, speaking Spanish, and they're just trying to recite what they're hearing. It's oh my, no, Like, there's a photo that's gone around where it goes, where I think it's like one of the Democrat people is like, I can speak two languages, and it has Melania Trump saying, hold my beer.
She can speak what, six?
Five or six, yeah, fluently. But what I'm trying to get at, folks, we're not going year. It's not like, okay, yeah, we tried this and it didn't work. We're talking one person on the left is saying, folks, we're spending billions of dollars giving free health care to these illegals. And then you have another one on the left saying, well, all we care about is the American people. I mean, it's like so flip-flop. We're not even talking, we're talking less than a day. That two different Democrats are saying two different things. And it's just, oh, I don't get it. I just, it's just hilarious. But that's where this world is headed, you know? Like, we need to get out of the prohibitionary Indiana and do something because, well, of course you have that Democrat governor, Eric Holcomb. He has an R in front of his name, but you know what? I've been to Colorado. I smoke it. I love it. It's great. But here, we got the state police. We got the police that are going to guarantee if we have to stop every vehicle that comes in here to ensure that no marijuana gets in here, that's what we're going to do. Because we got to waste our tax dollars on that instead of make billions. I guarantee you, if you legalize that in Indiana, you would have 12-hour lines. And it's not new people smoking. It's just the people who finally can do it legally. Because I had some person one time when they showed, like, Colorado or something legalizing it, and they said, look at this. I can't believe they legalized it. Look at all those people trying it, you know? They thought, like, all these people, like, that are in line are like, see, look at this epidemic they're starting. I'm like, hun, those people have been smoking it for 30 years. They're just now able to legally do it. You know, because they think that, like, I don't know. Well,
I thought about calling it Holcomb and giving them a piece of my mind. You know, actually talked to them. We took to one of their assistants who drew the short straw of answering the phones that day. But
well, I mean, you think about it like this. When Irvin Rosenfeld went to John Boehner's office and several others with his tin of marijuana, he's like, the federal government hands this out? Like, what the heck? I didn't know this. Because they've always been told that the government's line on it is it's deadly, dangerous, it's not safe, there's no medical value. They never knew in a million years that there was a government program that was handing out pot to American citizens. And that's how I'd love to get it, because it's taken, it's rolled in cigarette form, it's freeze-dried, you get it in a tin. It's the same thing every time, it's consistent, you know.
Quality.
Yeah. That's, you know, and he, every time Irvin Rosenfeld shows that tin, they're like, huh? I didn't know that. And I've had people that were outraged when that happened. Because they're like, I didn't know. Well, it's because you need to be educated. You need to do your homework. I've seen some.
How did you find out about?
Because I'm a huge cannabis supporter and I've done research. And when they were looking at making marijuana legal for medical in Michigan, he actually gave a speech at hearings. And I'm like, who the heck is this? And he goes, since 1982, I've been on a well-known program known as the Investigational New Drug Act. I've been getting 300 marijuana cigarettes since 1982. And I'm like, I'm going to go to prison if I get it, and he's been given it with my tax dollars? Wait a minute. And that's when I started investigating it, and I called, well, we're not allowed to discuss it. We can't talk about it. What? All I could get was the program is real, but we can't go any further. Or they wouldn't even tell me. I'm like, wait a minute. You are kidding me. Someone is getting it. And there are people that have gone to court and cannot use medicine as a defense when they got stage 4 cancer and die eventually because of it.
That's just
wrong. But I want to get into, it's about that time, folks, for all you overseas listeners. It's English Premier League time. I want to get into the Premier League. And don't forget, Don't forget to like and subscribe. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get into some Premier League news because there is an actual, this is coming out of the I think Simon Stone has actually said this. It's coming out of the Sky Sports and I think BBC also, that there might be a complete swap for the Lukaku for Dybala. Would you take Dybala, swap for Lukaku, and Lukaku go to Juventus? What do you think about that? You know, I think Lukaku would be, he needs to get into a club that fits him. He's a great player, but he's not Manchester United. The club doesn't fit him. You can have the best footballer in the world, but if he comes to United, it may not fit. And the question is, I think there's a lot of truth into this because it's coming out heavily that because Lukaku is linked to Juventus already, and I think he will. I think there will be a swap, but if we get Dybala, where does Bruno Fernandes fit in? Is he still in the equation? Are we still going to look at Bruno Fernandes? Now, if they look at trying to get rid of Lukaku and Pogba and bring in Dybala and Bruno Fernandes and Harry Maguire, I'm cool with it. See, what you got to understand is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer said, I'm here to stay. I am not leaving Manchester United. I will turn this team around. There are players on this team that need to leave. Why have we not had a lot of people in and a lot of people out? It's because, for some reason, he does not have the authority to say who is coming into Manchester United, who is leaving Manchester United. Because I don't think Alexis Sanchez would, I know all of them want him here. There's a lot of players that I don't think he wants here, but I mean, I think if there's no offers coming in for Pogba, if he's not getting any offers, he's going to want to play his heart out at United. Why? Because if he wants to try to get an offer next year, he's going to have, if he tanks and say, okay, well, you know, I think he's someone that if he has to stay because he's not getting any offers, then that's fine. I see that. I see him playing his heart out because he's going to want to be, so look at what he did. Look at how dominant he was. If he's that dominant United, let's get him. He wants to leave, getting him at Real Madrid. There has not really been any outlet, from whether it's from the Sun or Simon Stone at the BBC, nothing, or Sky Sports, there has not been any rumors about Pogba being. All we've heard is supposedly in the very beginning when he said he wanted to leave, that Zidane wanted him. Other than that, there's not been any transfer rumors in regards to Pogba. I would take Bruno Fernandes any day over Dybala. Not that I don't want Dybala. I think he'd be a great addition to the club. I think he could be a fake number nine. I think he would work in Ollie's system. I honestly think if he really wanted to and he could, Ollie'd be like, he would do a press conference. This is who I demanded. Bing, bing, bing. This is who I was going off. I'm not getting any transfer help. I want him gone. He's still here. I wanted him gone. I demanded them gone. And, you know, yeah, I want to quit. Yeah, because my buddy Craig's talking about psilocybin mushrooms. That there are people that have been like manic depressants that have found out that, bam, that when they've taken the psilocybins, it's worked. Yeah. Thanks, Esty. Thank you, Craig. Thank you all for the love and support. Thank you so much. Because I can't do this without y'all. I can't do this without my wife. I can't do this without everybody that tunes in on Blog Talk Radio, because I have people, I don't know if y'all know this, but I have people that listen from Egypt to Iran to Indonesia to Russia to France, Germany, I think Canada. Yeah, Canada, USA, and a lot of the, like, England and stuff is the Premier League stuff, so, you know. But I'm not going to say no, like, let's not get Pogba and have him leave. If Pogba wants to go, he needs to go. I'm not saying let's not get Dybala. If we're going to get Dybala, great. He's a good player. Bring him in. I think Bruno Fernandes would be a better option. I mean, Dybala would play a fake nine. But I think he'd kind of be a gamble, though. I mean, we'd have to see how he fits into Ollie's system. And I think there are players that Ollie says, he's someone that would work in my system and what I plan to do and how I plan to do a 4-3-3. Not that 5-3-2, not the diamond, you know, the 4-3-3. This is how I want to run the team. This is what I want to do. This is how I think he would fit my system best. He'd be, you know, and go down the list. And he basically was adamant, I want to be here. I want to stay here. This is what I want to do. I am going to turn United around. And a lot of the things he said near the end of the season haven't happened. And it's not his fault. It's not his fault. I don't think when players that he wants gone are going. I think the people that are at the club are taking handcuffs and tying his hands up so he doesn't have free rein like he wants. And there's talk that maybe the owners are trying to spend as little as possible to rake as much money out of the club as they can and then sell the club, and then hopefully we can get But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Yes, yes, yes. It's amazing, because if those mushrooms did not get you hallucinating, people would be jumping all over them for the medical value.
You didn't know what it was. I didn't know. I didn't.
Yeah, I was talking about them like 4 minutes ago. But
well, I know that's what you're talking about, but he commented
yeah.
and he used that name.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If the magic mushrooms didn't get you hallucinating, they would be like that for the medical value, because they are actually showing people who have taken them, who they help with cluster headaches, where they were taking fentanyl and morphine. And
if it wouldn't make me hallucinate, because I wouldn't want them for my headache. I don't know if there's a day I'd wake up that I don't have.
I don't know if they would work for all headaches, but for at least cluster headaches, they work. But people who have been manic depressant have taken them, and it's flipped them around. But got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, I do have a PayPal link down there. Prayers are always welcome. And if you're watching this show and it's tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon, you can comment, and I'll respond if you say, hey, you know,
You can still like it.
Yeah, you can still like it. You can still share. It doesn't have to be live that you share. I do revenue sharing on Blog Talk, but you have to have like lots and lots. I mean, I only have like 1,000 people that listen there, but you need like tens of thousands to make any type of real money. You know. Yeah, but don't forget to like. Don't forget to share. If you know anyone that's into this, our side, send them Kyle's Conversations. I've tried to change the name of the Kyle's Conversations on that Blog Talk thing on the Facebook page, but it's set in stone. So unless I deleted it and restarted it and changed the name.
I don't know. John Schneider just changed his name.
Well, his name, but not a page. Not like an actual like group page like I have. Because like, I looked into it and it won't let me do that.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely.
But remember, folks, With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday coming up, good night and God bless. Goodbye.